Russia is offering a humanitarian corridor into occupied lands. So they're not saying that those civilians can go leave into Lysychansk or any other Ukrainian territory. They're offering civilians a corridor into Russian occupied lands, and they're telling the fighters that are remaining there to lay down their arms. So if this were to play out the same way as Mariupol, those fighters in the Azovstal steel plant, there's many officials within occupied Russian lands that are calling for prosecutions of them, including the death sentence. So what they're offering the soldiers is not necessarily a salvation. They're offering them basically to turn themselves in for possible prosecution.